This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I welcome you to this sermon and this worship service. I thank you for being with me. I pray that wherever you are, that your hours, your days, your months, and even your minutes and your seconds are doing wonderfully in your opinion, and that your opinion is indeed correct. I call your attention to Psalm 40, Psalm 40. In Psalm 40, the reading begins at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate, for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 17. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Dear Father, we bless your name, we praise your name, and we shout hallelujah. We beseech thee, O Father God, our God, please be thou in this service. For we, I, and those who also constitute this congregation, listeners wherever they are and whenever they listen, in Jesus' name we ask thee to have mercy. We bless thy name. We shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Psalm 40 begins with the indication that the psalmist is in a difficult place, or has been, for he does use the past tense. He said, I waited, and then he tells us what happened. And so it appears that he was in past time in what he describes as an horrible pit. But he said his act and his actions were to wait patiently for the Lord, lest we be misled. Let it be known that in the waiting process, we also want to be in activity. How much activity? However much activity the Lord says be in. What kind of activity? The exact kind of activity the Lord says be in. In other words, we do not want to make the excuse, well, I'm waiting on the Lord, while we are just being lazy. And then on the other hand, if the Lord says stand still and do nothing, we don't want to make the excuse, well, we're trying to be active when God says stand still. This brings the importance of making sure that we're in contact with God, making sure that we're in tune with God, making sure that we're listening for the voice of God, and making sure that we are responding appropriately to his instructions, his directions, and his commandments. So the psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord. How long, psalmist? I don't know. The psalmist knows. He does not specify the days, the months, the weeks, the years. Sometimes for some people, the waiting is just a short time. For others, it can be long, and for others, longer still. But though the time can be miserable, the situation's dire, though it may seem like the Lord will never come, the critical thing is that we are fully in contact with the Lord and fully in His will. There is no excuse and no substitute for being in or to being in the will of God. That is, there is no excuse for not being in the will of God, and there is no substitute for not being in the will of God. There's no substitute for being in the will of God, meaning that we ought to always be in the will of God. Because the moment we are out of the will of God, we may miss the voice of God. God may say, do something, and we may not do it. He may say, stand still, and we may take the wrong step. He may say, turn right, and we may turn left, or not turn at all, or we may go back. And so, the key of receiving from God is hearing God, is submitting ourselves to God, is making sure we're in communion with God, making sure we're in fellowship with God. One of the most dangerous positions on planet Earth is to be out of fellowship with God. And historically in the Bible, fellowship with God was broken when people sinned. Sin has broken the fellowship between God and men, God and women, throughout the ages. And when you're out of fellowship with God, you are in a sad, 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 deteriorating situation. So you want to repent of your sins. You want to make sure that God is smiling on you with favor. You want to make sure that you are in fellowship with God. Psalmist says in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Whatever the situation, you want with expectation, humbly submitting yourself to God, to wait until He inclines unto you and be active however He says be active. And then be listening and be watching and be expecting that He is going to hear your cry. The psalmist says, He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and establish my goings. This God has done for countless millions. God has rescued. He has inclined unto man, unto woman, unto boy, unto girl. He has inclined Himself unto fallen humanity. And in His love and His mercy, His grace, His truth, He has rescued us. He has rescued the perishing. To that we should say hallelujah. Psalmist goes on in verse 3 to say, and He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. That's the song that God puts in your mouth. He doesn't put secular songs. He doesn't put the devil's music, but He puts praise songs. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that will cause you to sing and make melody in your heart unto the Lord. That's why we sing what we sing. That's why we avoid what we avoid. Satan puts songs in people's mouths, but Christians receive songs only from Almighty God. We receive the song that causes us to praise our God. And when people see it, knowing where we were, and now hearing us praise our God and see where we are, they will fear and they shall trust in the Lord. Psalmist says in Psalm 40 verse 4, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. There is so much here, but let's skip a little. Psalmist goes on to say in verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. When you really know the Lord, you will delight to do his will. His law will be in your heart, not just written on your mind or somehow inscribed or impressed on your mind temporarily. Not just on your lips, but his law will be in your heart. He goes on to say here, the psalmist says in verse 9, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I wonder how many preachers can say this entire verse truthfully now. How many of you preachers can say unto God, Psalm 40, verse 9, in full truth, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thy knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. This sounds like a true servant of God who has opened his mouth and declared the full counsel of the word of God, regardless of to whom, and regardless of whenever and wherever, and what the possible consequences were in the great congregation, not just in secret corners where it was safe to do so, but in the great congregation, declaring the full counsel of God. Psalmist says in verse 11, as we end the sermon, withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. What a wonderful prayer. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. My friend, wherever you find yourself, whatever you find yourself in, make sure you are in contact with God, that you are in fellowship with God, and that you are moving or standing still, not only exactly as God says, but in the direction, in the exact way, manner, and shape that God says. That is your key to victory. That is the way to good success. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. This is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.